places, everyone.
We're now broadcasting.
Roll the tape in. 3, 2.
A new audio drama.
Appaloosa Radio is where stories come alive. Antagonistic rumble of recognition coursed through G-Fox and his kind of liquid prophecies system. G-Fox knew who the individual was. He looked again at the images emerging from Romaine's brain. No doubt, he knew who this individual was. Big. Chief. An original story by Appaloosa Radio. From the continuing City of 4000 Spies series. Part 5.
Recently, G-Fox had moved his criminal operations to the wealthy city of Demon, the unaligned DIL-77 sector, where they cast their gaze on the city's cash machines. That is, they cast their gaze on ways to steal the biometric identities of the individuals using the cash machines. With an individual's biometric identity, they could steal many billions and almost no one would know. One of the gang's most adept operations lay in its hackers, skilled artisans in capturing and deciphering purportedly encrypted messages. The hackers had focused on biometric identity theft, and in some cases for some species, they had developed a scheme that worked. Yet, not always. They needed more detailed technical information about how the various identification protocols work. Kidnapping a service technician could provide invaluable information. So, it was that the sorry remnants of the Grand Army of Ancient Rites planned to seize technician JXV, an elderly employee who would offer little resistance.
In an act of dying desperation, K9 Agent Table 9 located the nearby clandestine translator, where he repeated the same phrase 3 times. Big Chief. Big Chief. Big Chief.
When G-Fox probed into Romaine's brain, he kept uncovering similar images, images of an individual. An individual with special importance to her. It was an individual with whom she had made love and shared intimacies. Many images of the same individual. Athletic. Sophisticated. Intelligent. Witty. Bit of a trickster. An individual with deep purple skin and yellow cat-like eyes. Clearly of high noble standing from the dominion of Sasko. Unmistakable. Who might this be? Then a deep antagonistic rumble of recognition coursed through G-Fox and his kind of liquid prothesis system. G-Fox knew who the individual was. He looked again at the images emerging from Romaine's brain. No doubt, he knew who this individual was. It was Dushko Urko, the second son of the great nobleman of Sasko. Domino. 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 A little older. Maybe a little heavier. Certainly, more cynical. Dushko Urko. Dushko Urko. Cat-like eyes. Purple skin. Sneaky smirk. Dushko Urko. Domino. 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 Domino.
Their time at the Military Tactics College had been one of intense rivalry. G-Fox knew from the moment that he first saw him that he did not like this guy. Cocky. Egotistical. Arrogant. A purple-skinned bag of borscht. One who was easy to hate. Hate with an all-consuming blaze. Intensity at the highest level. G-Fox again returned to Session 17 of the grueling training regime at the Military Tactics College. He watched the other cadets struggle to master their personal transport devices. He remembered that only one cadet had stayed on his device and had succeeded in penetrating the stony fortress. And that cadet was awarded the Prix d'Excellence. Awarded the highest of recognitions for what G-Fox believed was an act of cowardice. Domino had tied himself to the device. He did not master the tricky machine. He showed no skill. Any buffoon could have lashed themselves onto it. Still, they awarded him the most prestigious award. G-Fox would show them what a real warrior would have done. He would attempt the maneuver using no hands to hold on. The intense hatred rose again in the Cunif liquid prophecy system, pumping violently into all of the system's crevices and corners. Dushko Urko. The smug, egotistical son of the great nobleman of Sasko. The hated rival from the Military Tactics College. Domino, the individual most responsible for the artificial monstrosity that G-Fox had become. Domino, the individual most responsible for the artificial monstrosity that G-Fox had become. Most responsible for the artificial monstrosity that G-Fox had become. his trick of strapping himself onto the device, and then succeeding when other cadets had failed. That was all to lure G-Fux into foolish behavior. Domino was taunting him, compelling him into folly. For that Domino must die. For that Domino must die. And G-Fux had just the tool. The now very pliable romaine Y-Jaw served.
Looking beautiful and walking with her usual confidence, Romaine boarded a shuttle and arrived at the principal dock of the upper suburbs in Sasco's capital city. It was a route she had taken often. Her personal quarters were close by. She badged in, to a media console, making public her arrival, noting that she was not working, but on personal time, as it were. Whenever an agent returned to Sasco from an assignment, PNB7Q honored their privacy by not monitoring their actions and communications. Where Romaine Wijasert went during her brief visit back to Sasco is not known. It is known that after a few hours, she boarded another shuttle, this time heading for the resort city of Lel. On her departure, her image was captured. PNB7Q noted that she had been crying. Thank you.
End of part 5. Story is continued.